Clipping, I guess somewhat their self-titled album, Clipping, C-L-P-P-N-G. They're a trio band from L.A. They're signed to Sub Pop Records, and Mike was the one that suggested us doing this. And when he framed it, he was kind of like, you know, it's experimental. It's not Death Grips, though. So we did it. And honestly, I was pleasantly surprised by this album. If you guys watch our top five mid-year, this actually made my top five mid-year. And this album, to me, got my attention just like this, right from the intro. You know, that eerie industrial sound, it definitely set the tone for the rest of the album. When Mike gave us like the, oh, you know, it's really industrial, I was like, man, this shit, man, I'm coming. Hate this shit. These niggas gonna be just screaming and shit. Like, I don't even. But yo, it was the furthest from that. Like, I know it's a trio band and I don't know everybody's name in it, but the rapper, this motherfucker got flows David, for days. Yeah. Who? David. Yeah. This motherfucker here got flows for days, fast, slow, like the social commentary, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just like almost any other rapper, you know, giving you pieces of their story. They're gonna give you stuff from the hood. They're gonna give you things from their perspective. And this, I think, just pushed the boundary, especially on Body and Blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nasty, you know, it's a little bit to the right of what I typically listen to. But, you know, like, they talking about swallowing bone marrow and stuff like that. But at the same time, they're using a lot of commercial elements, you know, talking about twerk this, bad bitch, or whatever. And, you know, at the same time, when he's talking about eat something, kill something, like, you hear a chainsaw inside of the beat during the hook. So it's crazy. Like I feel like they're mixing a lot. It's not just industrial and all of this. It's like they do have some touches of some commercial stuff in there. You know, it's not all throughout the project, nothing like that. But definitely Body and Blood, I picked up on that. Work, you know, I'll tell you this, though. The track that really made me start fucking with this was on first listen was Taking Off. That shit was just crazy. The flows just going like back and forth, like, yeah. That shit was just amazing. You know, it's not many artists that you hear that have flow control like that, where they can just go on the beat and out of the, like, it's amazing to me, you know, that type of talent. And then the one that really got me, and I was like, okay, I'll fuck with Clipping. When you get Gangsta Boo on the track, I feel like, you know what, y'all, I fuck with y'all. Just based off, I always say I'm partial to Southern music, so I grew up on Gangsta Boo and Master P and all of them, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. So I still fuck with Gangsta Boo. So I definitely have to talk about Get Up. That alarm clock beat, that shit was annoying as fuck to me, but the song was still dope. So it's kind of like I had to live with it. But overall, and there's one track that I didn't understand that I would have just completely taken off, which is Williams' mix. I didn't get it. Okay, it was okay. You know what I'm saying, I'm asking.
It was a wrap up, basically.
So just a whole bunch of just mixed shit.
I mean, they're industrial.
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't. That didn't.
If you listen to
it,
you can hear
it. Like, I heard. Yeah, I heard that. I didn't get it. Didn't make sense. That industrial sound stuff, you know, like, I only listen to it when Mike and we do it on Dead and Hip Hop. So Death Grips was definitely not my cup of tea. This is my cup of tea. This is not like a subgenre of hip hop that I'll always dive into, but if and when I do, it's this. And Or Die is also my shit. It's like that was a dope ass song too.
This wasn't my first introduction to Clipping. I mean, I've listened to the Mid-City album, so I kind of knew what to expect walking into this. I mean, overall, you know, I like it. Definitely has some. I think what was interesting when the first single leaked, Work, it had more of a West Coast sound to it that kind of, I think, you know, kind of strayed a little bit outside of what I've heard from them before. So I found that a little bit interesting, but, you know, I like David Diggs. I think he's a good rapper. I think I like the way he flows, the way he varies his flows, and some of the things that he addressed. I think the subject matter, you know, is very here and there. I really like Story 2. I thought Story 2 was a really good record about this guy. I guess he was an arsonist or something like that, and he was, you know, frustrated at work, and then, you know, he's on his way home, and then his shit on fire, and, you know, his kids in there, and his kids are burning up. Definitely shout out to them for having King T, and I'm like FIFO, man. When I saw Gangsta Boo on here, I was like, oh shit, Gangsta Boo. I thought Domino's was good. I liked that one. Some of the production here or there was definitely challenging to listen to, but not anything, you know, obviously intentional. I think when you look into, you know, the backgrounds of, you know, who's actually in the group, this is kind of what they do, right? So it comes with the territory. You kind of expect it. So, but yeah, I mean, I like the Tonight song with Gangsta Boo addressing the, you know, you going to the club and you looking to take something home, and, you know, and this, that, and the other. That's something that people, you know, depending on who you are, you can relate to. I think they followed that one up with Dream, which was
I couldn't fuck with that shit.
It was an interesting listen. I think what made it interesting was the fact that it preceded Get Up, and it's jarring when that fucking alarm clock comes onto the damn speakers, and that's all you hear is that alarm clock. And every time that shit comes on, that shit just startles me, man. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, there's no fucking way they're gonna sit here and have this alarm clock go through the alarm clock as the actual beat of this song. And then it got to the hook, and then he brought in another alarm clock, and it started harmonizing, and then he just built onto it, and then the second verse, it was another fucking alarm clock. And then, you know, by the time you get to the third track, it's another. You have to understand, B, that everybody should understand, that noise is one of the most annoying noises in the world. If you ever had, if you ever, and David Diz was good, so you're sitting here, and it's like, it's this juxtaposition of things, and you're sitting here, you're like, ah, yes, no, and it's like, and then when it gets to the end, it's like all of these fucking alarm clocks, and I'm like, ah, I can't fucking stand it. It was driving me fucking bananas, man. It's fucking alarm clock. And I was like, this stove, dog. Like, this alarm clock is just pounding you in and pounding you in and pounding you.
Was that your favorite track?
Over it.
Who didn't like alarm clock? Captain Hook.
Man, and Marielle.
Like
and Marielle, she sounds so soulful on it. Uh-huh. You know, and I'm like, oh, she sounds good on it. If you can get rid of this fucking alarm clock. And then after that, then it comes with Or Die. You get a break, and then he comes with this staticky white noise that lasts for like a second. Then it drops into the book hook. You're like, okay, you know, that's kind of cool. And then right towards the end of that track, more staticky noise and stuff. But that fucking alarm clock was just driving me fucking crazy.
I was a fly on the wall.
Oh, bruh.
Because I would have been cracking.
Bruh. Anyway.
So you didn't like it?
No, I
not to that degree, but I feel him. That shit was annoying as fuck to me.
Yeah, that shit was good. Aggravating as fuck.
Dude, all that shit though, man, it made it sound like you hated it.
No, I was just talking about that specific track.
This was my introduction to this group, and I thought it was a really interesting listen. Start off with that intro. I like Diggs when he's doing that double time, you know, triple time flow speed, like Taking Off, Story 2, how he was going with the beat, as the beat was picking up, he was rhyming fast. I thought that was crazy, man. I like him better when he's rapping double time. It's crazy how he can make a track with Gangsta Boo talking about some club shit, but then get you some introspective tracks like Domino's and, you know, Story 2 and what's the ends, you know, those tracks. I'm like, damn, that's crazy diversity. Some of the production was a little challenging. I think Or Die was kind of challenging for me on the production standpoint, but I thought his verses was crazy. I didn't mind Get Up. I thought it was actually pretty kind of creative how he made the alarm clock beat, you know, kind of harmonize together, and Diggs was still flowing and killing the flow. So I didn't have no issue with Get Up like your ass did. Overall, I thought this was really a solid project. Of course it wasn't in my top five. I ain't love it as much as FIFO did, but I thought MC Diggs was really, he matched the production really well with each production, from the double time flow and the way that he just tell vivid stories, man. With Body and Blood, how he talk. I think in Body and Blood, I think he was talking about like a female serial killer. like how she kind of going to the club and like kind of uses her, I guess, like her body, her looks and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's what I got from it. I could be wrong. I don't know, but that's what I picked up from that. I thought that was pretty dark, but he was still flowing and killing it though. So I thought that was good. But overall, I really like this project. I enjoyed it. It was a really solid project. Just for my introduction to Clipping, I thought they did well. I thought the production was different, challenging, but it was still good and different at the same time. And I thought MC Diggs did a great job in carrying each of the tracks on production. So
the production is very noisy. It's industrial. It's off-putting. But the rapper, I felt like, was very different than what you have on Death Grips, which is why I wanted to get you guys to review this. I reviewed Mid-City a while ago, and I didn't really care for it. I liked the beats. My issue was the MC, and it's not his lyrical ability or his flow. It was more his content. The whole bitches, hoes, I'm a drug dealer, I'm a gangster, that kind of shit, it just didn't interest me. I was hoping for something different with this album. When I listened to...
Control. But that's what he talked about that mostly in Mid-City?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
The same content.
Okay.
Intro, I was like, holy shit, here we go. This dude is going off. And I was hoping to get that for the whole project. By track two, I was like, God damn it, here we go. Twerk something, girl. Twerk something, girl. I was like, oh man, I don't want to fucking hear this. Work, I didn't like. Well, I'll say the songs I really did like. I really loved the track Dream and the way it went into Get Up. I thought it was brilliant. Dream had that really hazy beat and he was more subdued, and then you get to Get Up, which is, I mean, it seems pretty fucking obvious why he did that. I mean, I'm hoping that didn't really go over people's heads. It seemed pretty basic, but I think the fact that he used an alarm clock as a beat was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And the fact that he found a way to rhyme over that and still, I mean, it was brilliant. And the thing about it is, when you guys say, well, it's really annoying, that's the whole point of industrial noise. Like, they're taking something that you would not normally like and they're turning it into something that you can listen to. That's been the whole point of industrial music. Not even really making something that you can listen to, but something that you can if you really want to. They're not making it to be enjoyable. It's weird.
I get it. No, yeah, yeah.
I feel like my issue with this album is still Daveed Diggs. I think Daveed Diggs is an incredible MC. Flow, bananas. And his wordplay is cool too. It's just I don't like the content. The content really bores me. I'll say when it got to number six, Tonight, with Gangsta Boo, y'all are in your own club with that. That was the worst song on this album. Inside Out, I thought was really cool. The glitchy beat, the way he rhymed, I thought that was dope. Daveed Diggs, he raps his ass off. It's just like I said, I don't like the content. The content, the things that he talks about, they don't interest me. And when I said this in the first review, and people were like, well, I think you're missing the point. He's doing that on purpose. He's trying to call out the ills and the flaws within mainstream rap. Okay, fine, I get that. And if that's true, that's cool. But at the same time, I think they were trying to imply that he kind of does what David Banner does. You know, where he talks about this bitches and hoes stuff, but really as a way to bring you in so he can give
like
you knowledge.
Message, yeah.
That's cool, but I feel the same way about this that I do about when David Banner does it. At some point, when you're continuously pointing out the flaws by kind of over-exaggerating the flaws, we miss the point. And it just becomes, we're not hearing your critique, we're just hearing more of the shit that we want to critique. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when you keep talking about bitches and hoes, bitches and hoes, bitches and hoes, who's fucking tonight, take a girl home, fuck her, nah, but you're doing that to point out how fucked up that is, at some point when you do it too much, it just becomes you're just that. And that's what I get from Daveed Diggs. It's like, I feel like if he was rhyming about something else, like he did on Story 2 or Intro, I would have loved this project because the beats are right up my alley. I love, well, most of them. Some of the beats, like Work, I didn't care for. I don't think I liked Summertime either. And a couple other ones. But for the most part, I love the backdrop. I love the soundtrack. The instrumentals, I would love this as an instrumental album. I said that again about Mid-City. As an album, I can't listen to this because the content is just, it's so derivative. And it doesn't interest me one single bit. And it's almost like, I feel like Shell. It's embarrassing to listen to. The Who's Fucking Tonight, like,
what
I just can't.
What are some other songs where he's kind of sticking along the narrative of the bitches and hoes besides Tonight?
Pretty much the whole thing. You didn't catch that?
Yeah, it's all,
it's almost all of it. Yeah, you know,
it's very hood.
And I get the point. It's like, okay, I'm trying to show you guys, like, by talking about this stuff, that it's, and I don't even know if he's really doing, this is what people told me. They said he was doing it on purpose to make a point about how lame this is, but who's gonna get that, really?
Yeah,
like, when you're driving around listening to this, mm-hmm. and somebody walks by, twerk something, girl, they're not gonna get, oh, he's making social commentary about how this is wrong. No, they're gonna get, this is just another Negro rapping about nigga shit. That's what they're gonna get. So if he's doing that on purpose to make a point, I don't know that it's really working. If he's doing that because, look, he's just a hood-ass dude and he wants to run about hood-ass shit, cool. It's just not for me. Body and Blood, I think, is the best song on this whole album. And it's definitely about a serial killer, I think, like B said, taking home and chopping him up. But it's just that hook, that twerk something, girl. I can't do it. Even though I know there's a method to the madness, there's a reason for it. It's just, I don't know, man. I can't get behind it. So yeah, I can't say I liked this album at all. It just doesn't interest me. I'd love to hear the album as an instrumental album because I love the beats. And again, this is no shot at W. Diggs. He's nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
He shows you on multiple tracks.
Yeah,
it's just the subject matter.
Yeah, the content.
He can rhyme his ass off. And I've been meaning to look into his mixtapes, his solo mixtapes. I just haven't got around to it. But
that story too.
Small content. Things to a Giant.
I don't remember what it was called. He has a couple. But
I wanted to. But
he's a nasty MC. He's a nasty, nasty, nasty MC.
I definitely like this because I feel, you know, unlike Mike, with me liking that type of content, you know, bitches and hoes and hood shit, it kind of brought me into this industrial sound. It made me appreciate it. It got my ass. It got my ass. You know what I'm saying? Because like with Death Grips and even Shabazz Palaces, because I like Shabazz Palaces, but I, as much as I liked it, I didn't feel the same cohesion, at least for me, for somebody that likes some of the ratchet stuff. And then somebody that's not into industrial music, I feel like this was the perfect complement of both of them. So that's why I fuck with it heavy. I just like it, man. It was, you know, a hood dude with incredible flows talking about bitches, hoes, drugs, and his own weird way. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's, you know, hip hop is not necessarily inventing a new wheel. The wheel's been invented. Like, hip hop is hip hop. So people are going to have different types of stories. It's just that this is a hood person in an industrial lane. And I think that's pretty fucking cool, at least for me, because this is opening up. You know, I'm pretty sure that there's other people like me that don't listen to industrial, like some of the hood stuff, and now you just put both of them together. So, y'all got me, man. Clipping, it's an album. Go support that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with the content myself. I did want to kind of chime in real quick on what you just said, something about, you know, like hood people or hood rappers with this form of content rapping over this type of stuff. It makes me wonder now, could this serve as an entry point for other rappers that normally do ratchet type stuff to kind of experiment with this type of stuff? You know, overall, I mean, like I said, the MC is really good. His flows, the way he rhymes, I really like that. It makes it more interesting to listen over these type of beats and production. So as a complete project, I'm cool with it. So.
Just like Ken, you know, the content didn't really bother you that much because, you know, MC Diggs can rhyme his ass off, man. So, you know, I was really intrigued by just how his flow cadence, and not only his flow cadence, his breath control. Like, on Story 2 and in the intro, it was crazy. His breath control, I thought, was really crazy. You know, I don't think no one ever mentioned or talked about, but I liked it. It was a few misses on here. Like I said, it was about maybe two or three tracks I was like, I don't care for. But most of this was pretty, it was a really solid album. So I enjoyed it.
Aesthetically, it sounds great. The beats are on point. David Diggs is a beast. It's just
the content.
So yeah, that's really it. And I also think it's really interesting that this is only the second hip hop act signed to Sub Pop.
which is a primarily indie rock label. So I think that that's really interesting that this kind of stuff is, I don't want to say taking off, but is getting ears that it may not have gotten before. I don't want them to change. I don't want Davydaig to talk about anything else. Keep talking about this hood shit because you're pulling in people that would otherwise not like this kind of music. I'm just saying, for me personally, it's not my thing.